think a minute. Who said life's fair? I heard my grandmother say that 1,000 times if I heard it once. And there was a reason she said it a lot. When my grandmother was a little girl, one day her father just left, her and her mother, and he never came back. So my grandmother fought that feeling of rejection and unfairness all her life. From an early age as a child, she learned that life isn't fair. And my guess is so did you. Oh, hopefully you didn't experience such a painful injustice as that. But as a child, your father punished you for something you didn't do. Or a neighbor blamed you for something that was someone else's fault. Maybe you had a teacher in school who really treated you unfairly. And now that you're an adult, your boss is unfair. Laws seem to discriminate. Even your wife or husband may treat you unfairly or accuse you unjustly. Who said life's fair? Because it's not. So what can you do to handle the unfairness of people in life? Once again, there's a person who has an answer to our life's toughest questions. Talk about unfairness. He's probably the number one victim of injustice in history. Even people who didn't like this man admitted that he was the last one in the world who should have been executed and killed as a criminal. If Jesus Christ was not a good and innocent man, friend, no one is. So next time you and I think we're being treated unfairly, just tell him about it. He knows exactly what you're feeling and going through. So how do you handle unfairness in life? With Jesus, you can handle whatever life and others do to you, since he's already cleared the way for you to follow. He's been there, done that. And he gives his same power to anyone who will ask him to take control of their life every day. His own inner strength and peace that doesn't let the unfairness of others keep you down. You'll also be strong and free enough to forgive those who hurt and treat you unfairly, just as he forgives you for the times you yourself have treated others wrongly. Jesus' love and power is yours for the asking. So why not ask him today? Then no matter how unfair people are to you, you'll know that the one who's in control of your life will always be more than fair to you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.